Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show here on BBS Radio. We're on Station 1 tonight, and today's date is the 20th of March, Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. So we're going to continue our Wednesday theme this evening, the clearing profile theme that we started at the beginning of the year. And the clearing that we're going to talk about tonight is the Robotic Mechanical Body Program. And this one is $100, and it's good for a whole month, and there's tons and tons of stuff that we can all clear off us with that clearing, so we'll get into that in just a moment. And before we do, I just want to remind everybody that Ron will be at the New Life Expo this coming weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's going to have a booth, and he will have his light infusion chamber. And then there'll be a workshop that he'll be holding after the expo, also on Friday the 29th. And so, Ron, do you want to come on and just talk a little bit about maybe the light infusion chamber for anybody that might not know? So if you're in New York, you can go and enjoy that, or if you can get to New York next weekend.
Yeah, sure. So light infusion chamber is very nice. A lot of people that's probably listening who have been in the light infusion chamber. You go in, you sit down, it takes probably it's about 6 minutes to do, and you have source energy come into your body, and it comes into all of your cells. So the first time through it is like taking a really nice shower. People come out smiling and relaxed, and you can see the critters off of people when they go in there, and when they come in, they have critters. When they leave, they look, you know, pretty much cleared out. And if you want to go more times after the first one, you have internal healing, and you can actually feel the energy come into your body much more, because the first time through just kind of prepares you so that you can become more neutral. And it's interesting to watch people leave, even the first time. They're just very relaxed and calm. And normally in an expo setting, you have a lot of energies flying around the rooms, which you may know about. And different practitioners doing their practices, the energies do kind of attach to other people as you walk in front of people's booths. But I don't want to sound too negative about going to expo, but when you go in the chamber, you feel wonderful. You come out, you're smiling, you can look at people and see a fuzzy haze around them where you actually have that yourself, and now you can actually see people in much clearer perspectives and in more registration. So it's kind of like looking at people, and they all have like this fog around their bodies, and they're not really clear. And then you come out, and you can actually see people. I compare the difference between people who are in the chamber versus people who have not ever been in it, because they look really dull and kind of lifeless, and you just see all their stuff around it. Plus, what the chamber does, it puts light back into you that you have lost or never had before. So I'll be doing a lecture each day, for the one for each day, and also on a panel on Sunday, the Strange Universe panel. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. Maybe you can do the light beam activation.
Everybody, oh, that's right, yes.
Tip to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we will energize that. Here we go. So just watch it, and it normally will change, become more three-dimensional. Might look like it's becoming more physical versus flat. So you can actually see it change colors, too, a lot of times. So here we go. And I'll bring in the female tonight. Here they come. And we have three different. We have male, female, and non-gender. So we'll bring the females in. Here they come. There'll be three of them coming into your monitor screen. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll leave the light beam up till I guess midnight for everybody, so it depends where you are. But at midnight, the light beam will be deactivated. If you happen to be listening to us from across the way someplace, and it's early in the morning or something, then you have a whole day of it. So it'll be your midnight. Here we go. Turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. So we have Deanna mentioning here on the Foz chat that the light infusion chamber is incredible, and she also says she loves having her picture in it. So hopefully some of you have mailed your picture or emailed your picture to Ron, and your picture will be in the light infusion chamber all weekend. So every time anyone goes in and it gets turned on, you will be getting a healing. Can people still email their picture, Ron, or is that all done for the week?
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard right now to do that, so.
Okay. All right. So,
although, if you need to, we could figure out a way to copy it. So, yeah, it could be possible. It's $100 if you want to be in the chamber for 3 days. And whenever the chamber is on, your picture will have a light infusion done to it. So, if you can send me an email, we could print it out before Friday and put you in there. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So, all right, I guess we'll, is there anything else I wanted to know? Oh, yes, Thursday and Friday this week. So tomorrow and Friday, Ron will be setting up the booth and then on Friday doing the expo. So there won't be the weekday conference calls. So just wanted to remind everybody of that. That's for this week because of the expo. So, all right, then, the robotic mechanical body program clearing. So we'll switch over and start talking about that then. So once you have purchased that and you have your codes and you've gone in, just like on all the other pages, the first thing you do is type in your name at the top, and then you start going through the steps. And there are quite a few steps on this one. It's a very comprehensive clearing. A lot of stuff gets done. So maybe before I go into those, Ron, you can perhaps just say why we have robotic and mechanical body programs on us and where did they come from?
Okay, yeah, that's to keep you in line. So they want to keep you going in line. So the programs, a lot of times they'll make your body function a certain way, work with your thoughts and also with your body. You've seen the picture, the Manchurian Candidate. It's a pretty older movie, but and there's other programs or movies out that way. But that's one that you could probably look at, where they realized that people were controlled, not really knowing what they were doing at certain times, and then they tried to figure out a way to get out of it, so to speak. But that movie is pretty real, and everybody has these programs. Just that this movie was about an agency doing it to this person. But, everybody has them with the aliens. Maybe that technology isn't as widespread down here, but that's what they do to you. That's why you're out on timelines. You're out on timelines doing things that you know nothing about, and they more than likely will put programs into you to help you out on those timelines. Help them out for you to do different things. If you find yourself doing something that's kind of stupid one day, that you don't know why you did it, or something happened to you because you made a mistake, we'll say, something that you wouldn't normally do, then that's probably because they threw in a program in you, and you acted out the program, not realizing that it would cause you physical harm or something like that. So that's what happened. You become like brain dead, and you're taken over. And all you know about is what you're doing with this program. So that's kind of the way it works, and the aliens love doing this to everybody. And you can be out on different timelines, and also from there you can be on tangent timelines where you're probably actually abducted from the aliens that are wanting you, and you're kind of being sold. It may have a different price on your head for the different aliens, but they can actually they can abduct you from a timeline from another alien race, and then you don't know where you are. Then you're really in the Beyondo because they try to choreograph it so that you only are on a timeline for a given amount of time. And you can have timelines from the past, living past timelines. And that gets really disconcerting because you may wonder why you're thinking of something that happened to you maybe when you were 10 years of age. You go, why do I have this thought coming into my mind? Well, it's because they happen to find that information about you, and they can get some mileage out of that experience. So they will have you probably on the timelines be doing that. That could be 30, 40 years ago, and you're living that whole life story over again as a young child, and then you wonder why here you're thinking about it. So that's what happened. So your whole life can be taken and rematerialized, brought back to life, because it is recorded on timelines, and you can be reliving many past timelines and wondering why you're suffering right now from a past issue that you had, or illness, or physical pain, and you thought you got over that. So that's what happened. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So, all right, so once you put your name into the clearing, there are a few steps here. So actually, I'm just noticing, and Ron, when I was just going over the page with you earlier, I didn't see this part, but there's a select the dimension, and it's got third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and higher. So I'm not sure how that works with our bodies. I guess start with the third dimension, since that's where in the dark we live here.
We have that because people might know what other dimensions they are working in.
Okay.
So if you happen to be from the New Age movement, you're tuning in here, and you were told by a reader that they see you living in the fifth dimension, well, that could be very possible. So you may have that information, and now you have a way to clear it, to get rid of it. So that's just why we put that in there, so that you'd have a little more power. Because you may wonder, gee, what am I clearing here? So if you don't know, then just start with this dimension and clear that out. And then if you want to go deeper, you may want to go into another dimension. And it's hard to say what those dimensions actually are. Is it just a whole different agenda of the aliens? And they choose to be in a different dimension, a different frequency or something? I don't know. But, we put it in there just because of people talking about dimensions. And that's to help you out if you need to do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So step one, select a body area. So in this section, there's a drop-down box with 20 different body parts, starting at your head and going all the way down to your feet. So eyes, face, neck, shoulders, ribs, back, spine, on and on, down, 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 down. So you select your body part. So let's say we start with the head. Now, already checked in step one are sections 1, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So I'll just read those out. And then, Ron, I know you wanted to do some samples on these, so you just jump in when you want to do one. So all right, so let's say we're on step one and we're working in our head, on our head area. So there's hearing and communicating with your spirit, removing robotic programs from that sort of subject area. Repetitive speech, when we're saying something over and over and over again like a broken record. Repetitive motions or actions, and then repetitive thoughts, and 1F is for the immune system, getting robotic programs off our immune systems. And then 1G is backup programs. So, Ron, what grabs you there for a sample in our head area?
Well, let's do immune system.
Okay.
So let's see here how that's going to work for people. We'll clear this energy away. And this could be a program that's affecting your immune system that you're living these timelines on, or we could use the word parallel life in its place, too. So timelines are parallel lifetimes. The words could be interchangeable. Here we go. So see if this helps you. One, and I'll count to 10 to clear it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this could be maybe affecting maybe your nose. Maybe you're having some type of sinus condition problems. Maybe your eyes are watering now because the energy is changing. So it can affect you all different ways. But here we go. So back to you, Carrie, and we can do some other ones if you want to think of something. We could also do people that have, we mentioned about repetitive thoughts. We have hypnotic clearing, which is a mind loop one clearing. You do that also. It goes much deeper, but this is if they have taken you and given you a program where you just kind of feel numbed out one day and you start talking in circles. You don't know why you keep repeating yourself over and over and over again. You know, people around you might get irritated and you may not understand what's really happening, but you may catch yourself maybe the fifth time, why am I saying this over again here, you know? Well, that's because they have you in this robotic program and maybe they didn't bother to change it. So you're just following a program, like a continuous, the old-time thing they used to have, to continuous cassettes. They had those like an answer machine in the old days. Would come on, you know, you'd probably speak into the microphone and maybe record 30 seconds, you know, and, you know, have people leave a message. So it'd be the same phrase every time or whatever you're planning to do there. So if you find yourself repeating over and over again, this could be one of those robotic programs. It can also connect with your body. This first one would connect with your speech naturally, but you could have a body program. Maybe you have one that keeps itching. So you keep scratching yourself, and you wonder why you're scratching. And it could be a program in you to do that. Maybe for some reason you keep program, and this is interesting. Maybe you look at the clock, and all of a sudden the clock is saying that it's 11:11. You go, ah, they got me again. Or whatever else you're seeing on the clock that's the same numbers all the time. Or they bring forth people's license plate numbers, maybe your favorite number or numbers, whatever those would be, and you keep seeing that, and you go, well, why am I seeing this? Well, it's a robotic program. You know, I won't go as far as this, but, you know, it could be possible, maybe not likely, but it could be possible that maybe they are playing with your eyesight. And the person in front of you with that license plate doesn't really exist. The license plate has your favorite numbers on it all the time. And they're changing that. Remember, they beam you up and down continuously when you're on these timelines. So maybe they're doing that with the other person, changing their license plate number. But I won't go that far. That gets too kind of weird. But that could be a possibility. It'd be more likely that, you know, you're actually being dropped in on a timeline with that, and that person's in front of you. So anyway, let's do a clearing here. I want to clear what you want to have done. Maybe you have a situation of repeating the same words. Maybe for some reason they gave you a program which makes you want to stutter all the time. Maybe your thoughts are going too fast and you have a stuttering problem. So you keep repeating stuff too quickly. And your mouth can't keep up with your thoughts. And maybe you're out of sync that way, and they're torturing you that way, and you feel embarrassed to talk, and you have to do all types of things to make it look like you're not stuttering. Maybe you have to cover your mouth or do something. And maybe you have all this anxiety. So let's do a clearing for that. So this is up to you, whatever you want to put into the clearing here. So again, I'll count to 10 to release it. And this is your choice. A robotic program that is the same thing over and over and over again that you keep seeing. So here we go. One, releasing it from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, let's just see how that helps you out here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So where did it go? Samantha was saying when you did the immune system
program removal clearing for our heads, she was saying, wow, I feel that inside the top of my head to from the roof of my mouth to from the top of my head to the roof of my mouth. So, and Tina felt it mostly in her throat. So, let's see. So we'll
let's
do
see
another
that one again,
few body.
We're going to repeat that same clearing that the people felt that. So here we go. Doing that one over again to give you a little more mileage out of this here. Get you off some more timelines. So here we go. That was only one time that we got you off of. So the second timeline in release, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I have had people asking, how many timelines do I crash? And that's probably an interesting question that people would probably be asking me right now if they had a condition or problem. So basically, if you know about something that you're dealing with, and the timeline crashing is for either a physical problem, an owie, a hurt, or some type of illness, and it's also for emotional stuff. So if you have an emotional situation, then do a timeline crash on it. How many do you need? Well, I would first do probably 50 of them and see how your body is feeling. Remember, this is not a mental clearing in a sense. You know, we are taking away the timelines, and it could work with mental, but just need to find out from your body how it's doing, if it become responsible for your healing, and check out your body, see how your body's responding. And it might say, yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but, you know, maybe I need to do 500. So then do 500 of them. I've had people that have done a couple thousand or more, and when they finished, they felt great. But that timeline that they were on, you know, disappeared. They were unable to bring you into that same situation on timeline because it was no longer there. Remember, the timelines just quickly get copied and pasted. So if you keep doing them over and over again, eventually maybe you'll be off of that timeline completely. So, you know, do at least 50, and then maybe do another 50, maybe do 500. And people have done over a couple thousand, and I think one person said they did like 10,000 timeline crashes. It took them maybe a couple of weeks to do, but they said they feel great now. That issue's gone. So how many do you need? Well, it depends how much stuff you have and how much they like you. You know, how many times they want to put you on these timelines. So this here is for your own self-empowerment, and you must become conscious of your body. And your body will tell you, if you can listen to it, you know, what the issue is and how many timelines you want to crash on it. So that's kind of all up to you. But I would say typically from feedback from people, a lot of people do at least 200 timelines minimum, maybe 500, and then from there you do more. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Just looking at some more comments here. I'm not sure. Let's see. Which one? This might have been the last one you did. We've got some people with tingling skin and getting hot and saying that this feels very powerful and they're feeling better. I guess this was the immune timelines and so forth. So everybody is feeling that. So you know what that means, guys. You need this clearing. So, and Janice said she felt it behind her eyes. and eyes is actually one of the things listed on here. The head is kind of broken up into eyes, face, and neck also, if you want to break that up within not just the whole head. So, Ron, the next one I was thinking that might be good to pull programs off is our hands, since we do so many things with our hands, and we shake hands with people, and we gesticulate when we're talking, and, you know, we write, so we communicate with our hands in many, many ways, and I imagine that's an area of our body that's very heavily loaded with robotic programs. So would you like to do some samples on our hands?
Yeah, let's go. So here we go. I'm looking at that, and I'm just looking at the possibility that the words that you're writing might have keywords in them, which are so affecting you. So let's do your hands. So everybody kind of look at your hands and put them in front of your face and just see how your hands are looking. And we're going to do a clearing here on timelines for that. Robotic programs. Here we go. So one, two, three, oh boy, a little heavy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do some more. One, two, okay, I'll just I'll just keep counting, I guess. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, here we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just thinking, Ron, as you're clearing hands, if we play a musical instrument, and we had to practice scales and arpeggios and different, you know, finger exercises on our instrument, I would imagine that must be a program, would you not think? I mean, it seems like, you know, if you make your living playing a musical instrument, you probably wouldn't want to lose that ability, but would you if you cleared your hands, or how would that work?
I think
you have any idea?
Yeah, that's a good question here. So, it depends if they gave you the program or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally, you know, even, you know, not all the programs are bad. Maybe they're all a good program, but they just keep repeating it. So, it would kind of be like the person who wanted to have some ice cream. So they went to the grocery store and they bought, I guess, a half a gallon of ice cream. And then they took it home, and all they really was thinking about was just a bowl of ice cream, like maybe a cup size. But somehow, after the first one, they wanted some more. And then they found out an hour later that they ate the whole half gallon of ice cream. So could that be a robotic program? Yeah, very possibly. What are they doing with you up there? Maybe the aliens are enjoying eating ice cream and kind of going a little sideways here. We kind of talked about that vehicle, that the cargo truck with the big trailer on it last week, and this happened, I think, a week ago. I got an email from a person about it on YouTube, and yeah, I guess in Germany they had a big light come down upon a truck, you know, with a trailer behind it, naturally, you know, cargo truck, a semi, and the thing got abducted and then got brought back down. And the people, I don't think, maybe saw it leave, but they saw the lights, and then all of a sudden it caused an accident, I believe, or something like that. But the cargo was no longer in the back of the truck. So it means the aliens are probably maybe, who knows what was in there, you know, but they're probably having a field day opening up all those packages, seeing what's there. So anyway, that's kind of one of those things. So what's going on? And, you know, how much, you know, do they want you to do something? So I think, you know, there's, you know, moderation there. If you find yourself doing something over and over again, naturally you're going to realize that, yeah, this is not really who I am. I shouldn't be eating half a gallon of ice cream. But if you're doing that, then, yeah, that's probably a robotic program. So they're getting mileage out of that. They're probably living inside of your body at that time on timelines, watching you and living with you, enjoying the ice cream. It's like they're probably enjoying all those packages from that cargo truck that was abducted and brought back here empty. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So just back to the musical instrument or any other program where you've learned a skill that you need to keep. There is a, in step one, there is under the drop-down box, it's got if others specify location and body. So maybe we could type in there, if we're doing our hands, we could type in there, you know, leave guitar playing programs in place or something. I'm just, there are so many skills, you know, that we have where we have to use our hands, and if it's our way of making a living, we probably wouldn't want to remove it. So I'm just sort of thinking on the fly here of how we would handle that. Ron, do you think that would be okay? You know, we could take all the other programs off our hands that we didn't know about or didn't want, but if we have a skill that we need to keep, would we be able to type that in there?
Yeah, I think you're right on there. You can, you know, something that you're doing that's excessively, you know, continuously all the time, you may want to get rid of and realize that it is a program if you enjoy doing it. And it might be a different thing if you have to do something like that. Then you're doing it because, you know, that's part of what you need to do here, to do something. It'd be like a carpenter, you know, hammering in nails and do something, you know. You don't want to take that away. But that still can be a robotic program. But, you know, something that you're doing that you realize is not for your best and highest good, you may want to get rid of that. So just kind of look and see what's affecting you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So that's just a couple of the body parts that are listed. So there are 20 listed, and then you can add more in the little custom box there. And so we'll move on to step two. And step two is the body shrink wrap. So I know we talk about this a lot on the shows, Ron, and you've described it to us, but just in case anybody isn't aware of what the body energy shrink wrap is, do you want to just quickly describe what that is and why we need to use that tool?
Yeah, the shrink wrap, what it does in a sense, you're just strictly using that word to tell your body to bring all of your energy that you're emitting from it right to your skin. And so that would be more like your auric field around you, your stuff. Remember, everything that you're dealing with that's on your psychic billboard is displayed in your auric field. So your auric field is what people read, which is like your psychic billboard, or is your psychic billboard, we'll say. So you don't want to have your energy being emitted out to people. And as they walk through your auric field, then your energies and alien critters could be hopping from you to them and them to you. You want to do a shrink wrap to disconnect that connection to other people. Earlier we talked about shaking hands and hugging people and stuff, and yeah, the shrink wrap could help you with that if you happen to be in that situation where, you know, people want to touch you. And that way you may have some protection. And they may not want to touch you because they're not going to see any energy on you. So that's one way to look at it. If somebody sees you with a bunch of energy, and they're tired, they may want to steal it from you, take it from you. They won't ask you to have their energy. You know, nobody knows about that verbally, probably, you know, consciously. They say, hey, you look like you're really powered up. Can you give me half your energy? You'd probably, you know, whoever you're talking to, they'd probably say, hey, are you crazy? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do that, you know. So that's why you want to do a shrink wrap so that they don't take it without your knowledge or even knowing about it. And then all of a sudden you got their stuff too. So another way to look at it is just think of the creepiest person that you've seen in this lifetime. And when you saw them, maybe it put chills up and down your spine. Well, would you want that person to come up to you and hug you for a minute? Probably not. And so just think of that everybody that you make connections with will have some degree of that ickiness on them. Although this maybe one person that you're thinking about is really awful, but everybody has stuff. So that awful person's stuff may be more than what other people have, but it's still stuff. So you don't want to get anybody's stuff attached to you. That's why you want to shrink wrap. Plus, if you don't shrink wrap, you're like waving your flag out here to please come over to me and take my energy. So when you shrink wrap, then you're kind of cloaked, and you could be invisible to other people. People have mentioned that. They did shrink wrapping and walked through a shopping mall, and nobody came up to them or wanted to touch them because they didn't really know that they were even there. So the shrink wrap is a really good thing to do, and that keeps your body temple sacred. Otherwise, you have a hard time doing that. Then you have to constantly start dodging people, you know. And you can just think about the time that maybe you've seen a young child, or maybe even yourself, and you're maybe a couple years of age, and your parents want you to come over and maybe sit on your grandmother's lap or somebody's lap or something, or to see somebody, and you look at their energy and you go, oh, God, I don't want to be on this person or see them, you know. But you just can't really communicate that. So all you can do is start crying. And then your parents think, why is this poor kid crying? You know, why are they crying? They shouldn't be crying now. And then maybe they spank you, and they want you to go get the person anyway, you know. Now you just see, you probably are seeing these tentacles of octopus energies, you know, trying to grab you and stuff, and you're frightened, and you're crying, and your parents are forcing you to do something. So that's one way to look at it. So that's why you want to do a shrink wrap. The shrink wrapping will protect you to a certain extent, so you don't give away your energy to somebody unknowingly. And the next thing is that since your energy is contained with you, they're probably not going to even want to come over and see you because you're not transmitting out the energy to people. But somebody who transmits that love will have a lot of people coming up to them, shaking their hand, hugging them, everything else, because they're trying to connect with more people. And the people then will connect to them. And that's what you don't want to have is alien critters body hopping. They body hop through physical touch. So that's the way they come into you. And you can ask any practitioner who does massage work about that, and they will definitely tell you that, yeah, at times I've had a person on the table and I worked with them and I felt all their aches and pains, you know, where I was working on the body, and I ended up having that same problem with me. They may not know that maybe some type of alien critter hopped into them at the same location. They may not be conscious, but they do know they have an ache or pain. So that's one of the problems that we have here, is not being educated enough to know that we shouldn't actually physically touch people, which may sound kind of weird to a first-time listener. Once you start realizing that your body will take on these things because you have no protection. Once you make contact with something that's awful, like octopus energies in people, then they'll body hop into you. And then you may not feel it right away, but you will have these energies crawling around inside of you. And you may find yourself jerking at night and stuff, wondering why you're doing that, or also why, you know, you have a pain in your body. All of a sudden you're feeling fine and you go, oh, I got this pain here. Where'd that come from? You know? Maybe that thing decided to bite you, and you got pain now. So you have to remember what's going on and just become a little more conscious. And the shrink wrap is a way for you to protect yourself from other people's invasions of their alien life forms and steal your energy. So two things happen there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So I'm just going to read you a few comments from when you did the robotic clearing on our hands. Linda is saying that was a very heavy one for her, and Bonnie got dizzy. Yolanda says that something in her head and jaw detached, and Rupert's saying, I'm going to have to go back and work on this some more, and Manny says, hands feel full of energy. So a lot of people feeling that hand one also. So let's see, we had some timeline questions that I'm quickly going to go back to. Somebody was asking, the drop-down box just goes to 20, how do you do 100 or more? So what you do is when you've done the 20, and you can run, I know, Ron, you've recommended or suggested or said that we can run more than one window open, have more than one window open. So I usually do about 5 windows at a time when I'm doing timeline crashes and just set the number differently on each, or you can set the timer and just and put instructions in the box that you just want timeline crash continually for 90 minutes or 100 minutes, whatever you want to put in there. But if you're using the drop-down box when you've done 20, just start back up at 1, and that will be your 21. So don't worry that it doesn't you know, go on and on and on. You just keep rotating that same drop-down box. Okay. So, all right. So, let's see. We just did the body shrink wrap. And also, Ron, I'm not sure if you mentioned it, but I know you've told us we have to give that instruction to our body out loud. We can't just say it in our heads or think it in our heads to ourselves, right? We have to say it out loud.
Yeah, very good, Carrie. Good thing you mentioned that. Yeah, because otherwise you're in the mental realm. And that's where you don't want to be. That's where they control you, in the mental realm. So, yeah, you do want to say it out loud. We'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go. We'll just say out loud that we want our body to do the body shrink wrap, which is to take, you know, your energy. So I'll just describe it. But the body shrink wrap is all that you need to know. So you tell your body to shrink wrap. That's your command. Telling my body to shrink wrap, which means that it's taking the energy around you and bringing it right to your skin, so you're not emitting anything. So here we go. In fact, what I'll do if you'd like to do this, I'll put your energy out to a wall. So look at the wall around you. It could be in front of you. It could be to your left, right, or behind. Pick the furthest wall, and I'll put the energy from you to that wall right now. I'll count to five to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, now you're at that wall. You notice you have pretty good psychic abilities to that wall. And anything, if a fly buzzes in there, hopefully you don't have any flies, but if one does go into the room and buzz across your field, you can actually feel the fly's energy. So that you don't want to do. So I'm going to bring you back now to your body, and I'll bring you 3 feet away from your body. So here you go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you're at 3 feet. And you notice that your, say, psychic abilities, your awareness, your psychic radar is much less. And that's because your auric field is detecting all this stuff and collecting data. And that data could be anything. And it gets stored back into your body, which is what you don't want to have it do. Now we're going to bring your energy right back to your skin. I'll count to five again. So from 3 foot, then we'll go 2 feet. I'll just do it in this foot measurement here. So 3 foot to two. 2 to 1, and 1 to your body there. So now you did the shrink wrap, so you should feel pretty self-contained, and you may feel that nothing around you is connected to you energetically. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't like having mine way out to the wall. I got a bit woozy feeling, actually, when you did that. It feels better to have it snug against us, I think, at least for me. Okay, so the next step three, is entity removal. So we're going through the body parts, we're clearing off the programs, we've done our body shrink wrap, and now we have entity removal for that body part. So probably most of you listening know what an entity is. It's the emotional body of something else that lived, another person, possibly an animal, that has died, and their emotional body is still floating around, what we usually call ghosts. Ron calls these entities, and we are chock full of them. So maybe that would be a good sample, Ron, to do is entity removal, perhaps from hands, since we did all the programs and people felt that on
sure,
hands.
Sure, okay, we'll do our hands now. So here we go, everybody. So these are hands that you have, but there's also hands kind of overlaying your hands, in a sense. So you have an entity working with your hands. So it could be like a robotic program in a sense, or it could be something inside of your body moving your hand. So we've all heard the term automatic writing, and you have probably seen people that have done automatic writing, and the handwriting looks completely different than what they normally would be using for themselves writing. It could be, you know, like just writing that keeps moving different letters that may be hard to read. Maybe the pencil or pen doesn't leave the page. You have a little line between the words and letters. But it does look different. Something else is moving inside of your body, making your body respond. It doesn't have the complete intelligence. You maybe lift your hand up in the air, but it is writing in its own particular pattern that it can connect with inside of you. It has to work with your body. So it's trying to move your hand the best way that it can. So here we go, taking away entities out of your hands. So that's one way. Another one, I'll just continue on here a little bit. Another one could be maybe you have a bad knuckle. Maybe you have something wrong with one of your knuckles. or something like that, and you may have a situation where you have a swollen knuckle and it hurts. So let's do that. We'll continue here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so there you go, everybody. That's the entity clearing just for your hands and to see how you are doing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so there are four more steps kind of divided into two. There's the body part retrieval, where the light chip goes out and finds the missing pieces of us related to whatever area we just cleared, and then body part integration, where that retrieved part is, as it says, integrated back into us. And that's probably where we all feel warmth and tingling and stuff, where a piece of us is brought back and integrated into us. And then, and I'm whipping through these wrong because I know you wanted to get off a little early because you have another show in a few minutes. And then spirit retrieval, the piece of our spirit that was abducted and taken from us, probably through the placing of these robotic programs into us, and then spirit integration. So two things, the body part and the spirit being brought back to us. And, of course, this is what happens in a timeline crash, too. Those little pieces of us get brought back. So this last step happens in many of Ron's clearings and kind of is one of the ultimate goals of all these clearings is to get ourselves whole again. So I don't know if you want to end now, Ron, or you want to do a little sample of maybe a body part retrieval from hands since we've been focusing on hands, and then we could say goodnight.
Sure, so we'll do a body part removal. So here we go.
Retrieval.
This is if they had one of your fingers out there. Maybe you have a bad knuckle, we'll say, or maybe a cut or something, or you know, a pain, and you don't know where it's coming from, but know you have this, and maybe your finger is like in a vice grip out there someplace, and they're torturing your finger, and you don't realize that, but you know it hurts down here, so we'll try to get it away from that awful location. So here we go. Doing a retrieval, so 1, 2, 3, this is the timeline that they're dealing with you with, is on a torture camp, we'll say, or prison cell or something like that, where they're getting bodies out of you screaming. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And move your fingers, everybody. See if you have less pressure on them. Maybe they're moving better. Maybe your pain's releasing. If you have a swollen finger and it's going down now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'm just thinking here, you know, in the summertime there's mosquitoes around, and that's one of the alien critters. So if you get bit by mosquitoes and you have that problem, you may want to do timeline crashes on it. Maybe you're out hiking and a snake bites you. That's another alien life form. You may want to do timeline crashes on that because you still could be being bit on a timeline after the snake bit you. So that's just an idea, a possibility to you. But you're still on that timeline even though the event here went away. Like I said earlier, these timelines can be brought back to life at any time during your life, at any age. And they can torment you with that, and you can wonder why you have, like, anniversary dates to a particular situation. You go through sadness, heartache, or whatever, and that's probably because they activated the timeline, and now they're controlling you with robotic programs to have you go through the stuff of the past. So we need to kind of end our show tonight, which, anyway, it's getting close anyway, so it's only an hour show. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And if you're in the New York area, I'll be a block from Penn Station here. and hope to see you. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Night-night. Thanks for all the samples tonight, Ron. Good night, everybody.